what was the impact of this experience with Applied Democracy on you, your community, and this issue? So, like, what would, let's say, you know, Pennsylvania or Michigan or what other state, you know, someone wants to do what Denton had done in 2014, what would you tell them to do maybe differently or whatever? Dr. Fry told me it was mostly, you know, get ahead of it. Get to know it first. Don't, you know, learn about it later.
Yeah, but it started here.
Yeah.
So other areas can benefit from our experience and what we learned going through fracking. So yeah, Dr. Fry is absolutely right. But the way that industry does, they're very insidious. They go into an area and you don't know they're there until they've already leased everything, and then it's hard. Then you don't have, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happened in a lot of areas. But I think that people should participate in democracy even if you lose, because the fracking ban changed the conversation about fracking.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people who live with it the longest, right here in Denton, the very first well that was ever hydraulically fractured, the new kind of fracking, mm-hmm. was in Denton, in Denton County.
Yeah.
So we lived with it longer than anybody else anywhere. And we said, no, we can't live with it. That reverberated all around the globe. And when the police chief went out and shook Adam Brigle's hand and thanked him for everything that he had done for the city, that picture ended up in papers in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
It was everywhere. That had a huge impact. We were all united that we didn't want fracking in our city. So I think participating in democracy is important, and you just keep going. And if you lose, you just get up and keep doing it again, because eventually you're going to win.
Mm-hmm. And on an actual final note, I was just curious myself. You ever think, you know, Texas citizens will get their voice back? As you mentioned, HB 40, you know, said that other communities can't do what Denton did. Do you think there's a possibility in the future for that to be challenged and maybe removed? So
yeah, there's a pathway. We just have to find a city that is willing to stand up. And I think there's a political pathway too. We are the face of Texas is changing, and we will get that law. We will make new law.
Mm-hmm. Okay.